Don C, Asami Nakitam Scott Nawawa again hanging out on Coffee and Cree here with Ira Swindler. Social media, Ira. I love your social media posts. How do you feel like about the revitalization of the language through social media?
You know, you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes I go on there and I talk to Facebook like it's a person because I tell them, you know, you capture a big audience. While you have this audience, tell them our values, our virtues. Mm. They listen to you more than they listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So social media, yeah, it can damage a person, but we need to use it in a good way. That's what I use it for. I made that person. I made wear that kerchief.
Yeah.
And there's no swearing in our language. That means you have a poopy bum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
However, we don't have like the English language where it's very, very demeaning. Like,
yeah.
As First Nations people, when we say something to somebody and we're angry, we throw in their body parts. Or that's our way of being mean to somebody. Or else we call them a dim. We use the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get mad at a woman, you'll hear skanuk, you know?
Yeah.
And really, what it is a female dog, right? So that's what we as First Nations people do. That's how sacred our language is. There is no swear words in it. There's just these few people that'll be negative about my posts. And that's fine. They can shut it off. They don't have to listen,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's what I say. So for me, I started that doing that. I capture that Cree-speaking audience. I make them laugh. And when I'm making them laugh, I share some of my culture after that. And I pass it on. And I never pass on anything that I haven't been told by an elder that I respect. So for me, some elders will now call me, tell me things, and I'm that sponge. Where they tell me something, I soak it up, I take it out there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, and, I love it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, we're talking about kitchen items today. So I thought we'd go through a couple of the nouns, maybe some of the tools, I guess utensils, things like that. So, danse gigatuan for a plate.
We are gone. Yeah.
And then for a spoon.
Emikwan.
And when I'm hearing that word, I'm hearing very close to the word for drink, right?
Minikwan,
right? I don't know if they're related.
Minikwewin is a drink. Minikwan is to drink.
To drink, okay. And now for a fork?
Well, that kind of varies. It's kind of chistepaygan, some people say. And others say it differently. It's all, I don't even remember that term that you used. That's all I refer to it as.
Okay.
And differ wherever you go.
And knife?
Mukuman.
Mukuman, okay. How about, we talked about cup, miniguatsigan. For a cup?
Yeah, and some people say that too because you're drinking from it, eh? But some people say wiagans.
Wiagans.
They refer to it as a small plate. And that's a thing with us, you know, if we don't have a name for something, we refer to it as something similar to something.
And describe it sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so, and now for like a pot, like a cooking pot.
Askikan.
And I've always, in my language journey, I've learned like when you hear that gan on the end of something, it's almost like an object of or a tool of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now if we're going back into sentences and we want to say now, we talked about cooking. I am cooking soup in the pot.
Again, two ways we can do that. Eh? Mm-hmm. One is, ipnawasoyan means I'm cooking. Mitimapoy is soup.
Is your soup?
Yeah, and then askikan.
Askigan. Ipimnoasian mitsamapoy askigan.
I think I refer to it as a pail. Askikos is a pail.
Okay.
So I think I've said it wrong to you in the backing up here. But
okay.
Yeah. So to me, a pail is askikos.
Okay.
That's a small pot, like a pail. Askiko is a pail, and then askikos is a small pot.
The diminutive of it. So now when we're going into drinking and eating, how would you say something simple that we'd use in everyday conversation? Do you want to drink a water?
Kinote minikwan nipi.
Kinote minikwan. Nipi.
Nipi.
And I noticed in there you might have even shortened that, you just kind of shortened that minikwan when you said it fluently to iguan. Right?
Maybe. I haven't noticed it, but I'm accustomed to saying things like, and I know I need to do better, I think, because especially I need to be patient. And when I'm teaching non-Cree speakers,
mm-hmm.
to really, but sometimes I just carry on.
Yeah, you know? we say Marte Beate Ketwe, right? Yeah. Just to try to speak slowly for us new speakers, right?
For me, like if you say something to me and you said it wrong, I wouldn't jump all over you.
Mm.
What I would do is, unless it's terribly wrong, I would repeat it back to you and say it in the good way, in the like the proper way,
mm.
so you would catch on without making you feel like you did something wrong, in a good way.
Yeah,
you always correct in a good way.
Oh, nisto ten. So, going back to how would you say now? What do you want to eat?
Kegwaya kinote mitsin.
Kegwaya kinote mitsin.
Yeah.
So what do you want to eat? So now one of the common things that we would say when we eat is, and I say this with Nitswa Simsuk at home, is when something tastes good, how would we say when something tastes good?
Weka sin.
Weka sin. So now,
and if you're asking somebody, do you think it tastes good? Kiwik sten.
Kiwik sten.
Yeah.
Because you're asking in the second person now, does it taste good to you?
Yeah.
Kiwik sten. If something is to taste bad, if it's bad tasting, I'm not taking a shot at your cooking here, Ira.
Yeah, whatever.
How would we say for something if something's tasting bad?
Moy niwiksten.
Moy niwiksten. So all we did was put the negative on the front of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moy ni. People could say moy chikspagwan, like it doesn't taste good.
Oh, and now if we're full of something, we're eating and our tummy's full and we can't eat anymore.
Niki spoon.
Niki spoon. So ki spoon being the full, and then for me, niki spoon. So if I just say kiki spoon, I'm yeah. asking you if you are full.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Tansi kigatuan, what are you eating?
Kegwaya emitin.
Kigwaya emitin. What are you eating?
That's right, yeah.
Aho, ninisto ten, talking with Ira Swindler, coming out of Thunderchild First Nation and originally from Sweetgrass First Nation. She's joining us online right now for Coffee and Cree, and we'll be back with more Cree language, Nehewewin, right here on the Windspeaker Radio Network after the break.